In this lesson, you will learn why villains can make stories deeper, using examples from Star Wars, The Lion King, Frankenstein, Othello, and Dracula. Villains are often memorable because they give a story pressure. We do not need to agree with them. We can study how they create conflict, show danger, and make heroes reveal who they really are. What makes a character interesting to you? Do you usually remember the hero or the villain more clearly? Can a bad character still be fascinating? Every good story needs conflict. Conflict is a problem, struggle, or fight between different goals. Villains create conflict because they want something that hurts other people or blocks the hero. A villain is not just a bad person. A strong villain is a force that pressures the hero into hard choices. In Star Wars, Darth Vader creates danger for Luke Skywalker, but he also makes Luke decide what kind of person he will become. Without that pressure, the story would feel much flatter. Villains are interesting because they usually want something very strongly. They do not wait quietly. They act, plan, and take risks. Their desire can be frightening, but it can also be fascinating. A villain may want power, revenge, control, or respect. Their desire gives them direction. In The Lion King, Scar wants the throne. That ambition makes him dangerous because he is willing to hurt his own family to get it. Villains can feel powerful because they know what they want, even if what they want is wrong. Simple villains are evil for no clear reason. They only enjoy destruction or chaos. This can be fun in a light story, but it is not always deep. More interesting villains usually have a reason. Maybe they were hurt in the past. Maybe they lost someone. Maybe they believe the world is broken and they are the only person who can fix it. The reason does not excuse their actions, but it helps us understand them. Frankenstein by Mary Shelley gives us the creature, who is frightening but also lonely and rejected. The story asks us to think about responsibility, kindness, and how pain can become violence. Villains are interesting because they show parts of human nature that people usually hide. They may show jealousy, anger, pride, fear, greed, revenge, or the desire for control. These feelings exist in normal people too, but usually in smaller and safer ways. A villain is like an extreme version of a human problem. Othello, by William Shakespeare, shows Iago using jealousy and lies to destroy other people. The story shows how one dark feeling can spread if nobody stops it. Many great villains are connected to the hero. They are not just random enemies. They are like a dark mirror. A hero and villain may have similar pain, similar talent, or similar dreams. But they choose different paths. In Star Wars, Luke and Darth Vader are connected by family, power, and fear. Luke has to decide whether he will repeat the path of Darth Vader or choose another one. This makes the story deeper. The villain shows what the hero could become after different choices. Some villains are interesting because of their style. They may have a strong voice, unusual clothes, a scary smile, or a dramatic way of speaking. Style makes a villain memorable. People often recognize them quickly. Some villains are also charismatic. This means they are good at attracting attention and influencing other people. Count Dracula, from Dracula by Bram Stoker, is remembered not only because he is dangerous, but because he is calm, strange, and powerful in the way he enters a scene. Charisma is dangerous because a villain may fight with ideas, not only weapons. A tragic villain is a villain who makes us feel sadness. They may have started as a good person, but pain, fear, loss, or bad choices changed them. The creature in Frankenstein can be read this way. He does terrible things, but the story also shows how rejection helps create his anger. Not all villains are serious. Some are funny, dramatic, or strange. They may have silly plans or over-the-top reactions. Funny villains can give the audience a break from heavy conflict. They may still be selfish or proud, but they show these traits in a lighter way. A strong villain makes the hero stronger. If the villain is weak, the hero's victory feels easy. But if the villain is clever, powerful, or emotionally difficult, the hero must grow. The hero may need to become braver, smarter, kinder, or more honest. The villain also tests the hero's values, not only their strength. People enjoy villains safely because stories give us a safe space to explore danger. We can feel fear, anger, excitement, or curiosity without real risk. Stories let us look at dark ideas from a distance and think about power, pain, cruelty, and human weakness. What kind of problem does a villain create in a story? Do you prefer villains who use strength, like Darth Vader, or villains who use their mind? Why do strong desires make villains interesting? Can a person become dangerous when they want something too much? Why? Why is a villain more interesting when they have a reason? Should we try to understand bad people, even if we do not forgive them? What dark human feelings can villains show? Which feeling is most dangerous if it becomes too strong? Anger, fear, pride, or jealousy? What does it mean when a villain is a dark mirror of the hero? Do you like stories where the hero and villain are similar in some way? Why is a charismatic villain dangerous? What is more important for a villain? Appearance, voice, or personality? What makes a villain tragic? Do you feel sympathy for villains who had a painful past? How can a villain help the hero grow? Do you think stories help people understand real human behavior? Villains matter because they make stories deeper. They create conflict, show danger, challenge the hero, and reveal dark parts of human nature. The best villains are not interesting only because they are bad. They are interesting because they have desire, pain, logic, style, and meaning. They make us ask difficult questions. A boring villain only says, "I am evil." A great villain makes us think more carefully about people, choices, and values. That is why villains are often unforgettable.